54. That was Falling. Who was that by?
Sturt Avenue.
I like that one.
I like that one as well. But more importantly, we've just been told that we're doing a good job. So thank you for that. That's nice. Listeners.
Listeners, it's just Tiff. Tiff just walked in here and just said, no, you're all right.
You're all right. Stop crying. Wipe up the tears.
I'm not really good at doing things that are not the show that I do regularly. Like, there's people walking around in this complex as we speak. Like, I'm looking at someone now, picking up a beer. Like, there's people everywhere.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre because usually it's just us and, like, yeah. It feels like it's just here. But there's obviously people listening, which is scary.
We just got a little, like, a beer raise from someone, and that is truly bizarre.
That is truly scary. But, you know,
speaking of truly bizarre
and scary and freakish, we've got Bryn on the line from Sturt Avenue. Bryn, you there?
Yeah, that's a great introduction. Thanks.
Sorry, I don't know why we came at it like that, but yeah, congratulations, 54. How do you think it should be?
Yeah, where do you think you should be placed?
Yeah, exactly.
We're happy to place it all. Yeah. Honestly.
Well, congratulations. It's an honor, honestly, and you should be thanking us. To be absolutely honest, it's just incredible. Sturt Avenue, we love the song. Tell us about Sturt Avenue.
So we're I don't know what kind of label you put on us these days. I guess folk rock is the genre I'm sort of leaning towards at the moment.
So you would be happy calling yourself a folk artist?
I think so. Folk, blues, we would describe once as Australiana.
Australiana, I love that.
Yeah.
How do you classify Australiana if you're Australian?
Like Cork Hats, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
If your music sounds like Cork Hats, I think that's like the idea.
Yeah. That'd be a great thing to use as like a percussion instrument. I've got to write that down somewhere. Tell us about Falling. What was it like writing that track? Or it's honestly any tracks. They're all very similar when you write a track. I guess that's not true, is it at all? What's Falling about?
Falling, you know, it's a song about
how
hard being in love can be sometimes. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. So I make that joke every time we play the song on stage. I'm like, yeah, this next song's about falling.
Yeah.
It's called Falling.
Don't say it.
That's my brain the whole time.
Yeah.
We started with the chorus riff for that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
Have you ever considered writing a song just by just that?
Yeah, like doing a performance like that? Like an acapella version of that song. Yeah.
There's a thing I saw on YouTube the other day where someone recreated the whole of OK Computer by Radiohead using only their voice.
I saw that as well, actually.
That is
Bryn.
Phenomenal. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'll send you the link of it. It's actually brilliant. You'd enjoy it.
It's pretty unreal, yeah.
The guy does amazing. All these songs. He does stuff everywhere from everywhere. He's really cool.
Yeah, anyway, that is cool. Topic.
I don't know. Is there anything else about Sturt Avenue that you want to hit? Is there some live gigs coming up or anything in the near future?
You keep saying that.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention, actually, is we're playing tonight, actually.
Really? Phenomenal.
Yeah, under Rhino Room. So if you look for Sturt Avenue, Low Life Bar, there's tickets on sale for a couple more hours.
Low Life Bar is a great venue.
Yeah, I was there the other week.
Yeah.
It could be our first time playing there.
Ooh.
Pretty keen to suss it.
Very exciting,
It was the Bluebee Room, so...
You'll be enjoying being in the presence of hallowed band spirits. A lot of great bands have played there.
Yeah, for sure.
Christ. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bryn, for speaking with us, and congratulations, number
54.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much to 3D
Is there anyone you'd like to shout out? Is there anyone you'd like to shout out?
Probably, I just want to shout out the rest of the band, honestly.
Awesome.
I really love...
Who is the rest of the band?
Yeah, shout them out.
So, my dad, John, plays the lead guitar in that song and sings backup vocals, as well as my sister, Tan. And then my friends, Dave, Isaac, and Bryce, and also Ollie. They all do.
That's a huge
band. All the other cool
band sound
you're hearing on that track. Yeah, no, it's... I know too many... cool, talented people, and couldn't not put them all in the band.
So you've been writing music with your family as well. That's crazy.
Yeah. My dad was, you know, in Adelaide bands in the 90s, I feel like.
What bands? Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
His big one was Spinning John. They got to the Nationals in the campus band comp.
Wow.
Shout out dad.
Yeah. And then he had kids, couldn't do music as much, so I was like, I've got to help him get a foot back in the door.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're making up for it now.
with that one
chat
all those years.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry about that. All right, thank you, Bryn. Appreciate that. I'm going to let you go.
No way. What, are you firing him?
Yeah, he's gone. All right, he's done. He's off. We fired Bryn. Love that song. Yeah, Top 101, 93.7 FM, 3D Radio. My name's Albert.
My name's Alvin.
Let's get straight back into the music. This is number 53. Georgia Oatley. This song I've chosen is called Soon I Break. And we'll probably be speaking to Georgia very soon after this.
Soon after I break.
Soon after I completely break down and start crying on the floor. Enjoy.
It'll happen.